Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 51 of The Brothers Geek, where geeky brothers talk about geeky things. My name is Patrick Laporte. I am Ratbag's Ratbag, and I'm a boot blacker, and I like it very much.
Nice. And I'm Chris Laporte, Jedi Archives Librarian Assistant, and Iron Man's suit-hiding spot finder.
Nice.
Somebody's got, I mean, he's hiding them all over the goddamn place. He's not.
They are all over the place.
He's got like an intern doing that shit.
Yeah. It's Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's running around. Hey, it makes sense. He can climb up to all the different places those suits must be hiding.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not talking Spider-Man. I'm talking it's Tom Holland.
It's literally Tom Holland.
Oh, man.
You think Robert Downey's like, call me Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You know, Robert Downey Jr., he's got a nice voice.
He does. It's very sensual.
Very sensual. You know who else has some good voices?
Other people?
People who voice act for video games, yeah. That's a pre-segue segue right there.
People that do this for a living. That's who.
Yeah. Yeah. This is actually the first time I texted you in the middle of the week saying, hey, for our random segment at the beginning, make a list of like your top three voice actors in video games. Cause I was just thinking about this today. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And so obviously the number one, we're going to have a crossover of the dude that goes Fusro Da in Skyrim. It's pretty good.
That's all he says. They take the sounds from those three non-words and make the other dragon words that he says.
Yeah. Oh. No. He's not on my list. But that would have been funny.
Damn it, he should be.
I couldn't find his name. The dude who does Link's voice. Who wants to go? I'll go first since I was the one that thought about this.
Sure.
In no particular order, for me at least. But this person would probably be my number one, is Claudia Black.
Fuck.
Yeah, okay, so that's the... Okay. she does Chloe Fraser, however you pronounce it? Chloe from Uncharted, mm-hmm. And she's also Morrigan from the Dragon Age series. She also does a bunch of other things, too.
She does a shit ton of stuff. She's one of those, like, random admirals in Mass Effect 3 as well. For like Tally's trial or whatever. I was like, I recognize it's such a recognizable voice, even
yes,
under a
is.
Suit.
Yeah. So yeah, she's mi numero uno. She does a lot of stuff. She's really talented. She's got a very distinguishable voice. She's up for a Game Awards nomination. I don't think I voted for her, for Chloe, for Uncharted Lost Legacy. But I think I voted for Alloy as voice actress.
You did? Well, if you're going by what you tweeted on the Twitters.
Then yes, that's what I voted for.
She was really good, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's also, a fun fact, in Stargate as like one of the main characters later on.
She would be.
And she plays like the same character. She's very good at being like the sassy, you know, smartass.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get old. She's great at it every time.
Yeah. Super good.
Well, that's my number one, too. So one down for both
of
us.
Okay. Well, what's your number two, then?
My number two is Jennifer Hale. And she does Bastila from Knights of the Old Republic. She's also Femshep, which apparently is, like, she's super good as Femshep. But I haven't played as...
She's a good voice actress.
As a female shepherd. Which, Jamie, we should probably play through that.
You should.
And then that way I could experience the good voice acting. And also, one of her more recent ones, she's Galadriel from Shadow of War. So,
oh.
Spoiler alert, I guess, because Galadriel shows up at some point.
She's like, does narration or something.
Yeah. I feel like Lord of the Rings, like, Galadriel is Lord of the Rings is Morgan Freeman. Anytime you need narration, Galadriel's got your back.
she's on top of it. My number two is Rob Wheathoff, best known for John Marston.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just for my own sake, I had to put him in this list just because I love that character so much. But he also adds a lot to it through his voice acting. I mean, he's playing the character as the voice actor. So, I mean,
yeah,
just whenever he says, like, boyo, it's really good.
That was the first thing that came to my mind was, like, sing-songy voice, boyo.
But yeah, this is like classic gruff Western guy, and it's great. I love it.
Yeah,
and I want some more of it.
He really is like the most perfect Western cowboy voice of all time, maybe.
Yeah.
Besides Clint, obviously.
Well, yeah, obviously. But maybe we'll get some more of him in Red Dead 2, perhaps?
Maybe.
We'll see. Time will only tell, Christopher. Time will only tell.
What are you? What is that?
Time will only tell.
I feel like you're just like this wizard in a tower, and that's all.
I'm practicing my voice acting.
Okay, that's good. You need it for RB Geek. You got a lot of voices.
Eons ago, in the land of Gaylordia, I once. Was a man.
Whoa, are you trying to narrate? Because you should probably be Galadriel if you're going to do that.
People all around.
God damn it.
What's your last one, Chris?
This counts, even though his voice acting career is far greater outside of video games, but he does his most famous voice in a video game, and that's Mark motherfucking Hamill. As the Joker. And he reprises his Jokerness for the Arkham series and for the dedicated Batman / Mark Hamill fan, which you should be a Mark Hamill fan because he's just a delight. Follow him on Twitter. He's the greatest. And
he is pretty great.
Yesterday, like, he literally just showed up at Star Tours and, like, walked on the ride, and everyone was like, what the fuck is going on?
I just like how he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't. And he rode the ride with those people, like, just for fun. Like, what?
That's awesome. That's great. I hope to run into him one day when Star Wars Land opens up.
Yeah, right?
He
probably just chills there. I imagine he would just hang out there for kicks.
Dude, he loves those Dole Whips. Fucking loves them.
Mark Hamill and a Dole Whip?
You know he does. You know he does.
Oh,
he gets
shit.
That fucking mac and cheese fucking cone.
Hell yeah, dude.
At Cars Land.
You can't blame him for any of these choices.
No. He's just a human being that loves good shit and has a massive beard.
He really should just, like, keep it in real life. But,
yeah.
Yeah. What a shame. But, yeah, he, of course, is the Joker from the Batman animated series from, like, the early 90s, the 90s, whatever.
The best TV show ever.
Yeah, he's the Joker. It doesn't sound like him at all, but he's the Joker. It's because he's a professional, folks. And
true.
He does also make a brief appearance on the new season of Mystery Science Theater, where he just suddenly starts singing, and it's great. And he starts busting into Joker voice when the three captives of the Satellite of Love aren't particularly fond of him. And he just...
Nice.
It's just so random, and it's wonderful. Great. Which I feel like it's probably just Mark Hamill's life.
So. Yeah. Well, last one on my list is Brandon Keener, who's best known for Garrus.
Nice.
I mean, you just can't... I have two very gruff voice actors on this list. Maybe that tells something about me. But just, like, listen to Garrus say he needs to run some calibrations over and over again, and it's great. He's got the best of voice, and that's just, like, his voice, because he does that voice in other things. Like, he's in The Division as, like, your computer, and it's great, and it's basically Garrus talking to you.
What the hell?
Yeah, and I'm like, this game's amazing, even though it's really not, and I thought it was gonna be, but whatever.
Yeah, man, that's a podcast for another. Our biggest disappointments. Write that down.
No Man's Sky.
God, for real.
Mass Effect Andromeda. But yeah, but you know what voice actors they probably shouldn't do before they're getting ready for a big set? probably drink copious amounts of alcohol.
Oh, I've made that. You know, I've made mistake number one already.
Yeah, so you can't be a voice actor. I'm sorry. But
my Yalta voice, come on now.
What do we? It's true, your Yalta voice. I should have put you on the list. I should have put Kayla's Raven's voice on there too.
It's just like,
which is just her but monotone.
As she's being sassy, vibing some Claudia Black.
Yeah, I was gonna say her and Claudia Black should get together. That would be amazing. But I'll go first because I'm just drinking some Old Raspy again because it was in the fridge and I just grabbed the first thing that was there and it was Old Raspy. Because I was like, I just need beer.
Beer! Now!
Beer me.
Beer heaven now!
Queen of Valhalla!
Well, hey, you can't really go wrong with Old Raspy.
Yeah.
Kind of like our shun from our list right there. You can't really go wrong with, like, Nolan North, you know, for your voice actor. You can't really go wrong with Old Raspy.
It's true. It's true. But what are you drinking?
Well, I've already drank, like, half the bottle, so I'm already feeling pretty nice. And that's... It's been a long day. I don't give a shit. It's... So happens it's Tuesday, which is from the brewery.
It's Wednesday.
It is. But it also stands for So Happens It's Tuesday, S-H-I-T, so.
But it's the opposite of that.
It is. It's wonderful.
Not shit at all.
It's wonderful. It's basically Black Tuesday's little brother. It's 14% and is real good. And I brought it from California. It's just been waiting for me. And it's nice. I had 2-year-old Black Tuesday like a week ago.
Nice.
Jamie and I have been trying to find time. We don't have time to have one bomber of beer at this point. This has been one busy month. But
it was a sad day.
We finally got a chance, and it's a 2-year-old bottle, and we've been together for 2 years, so it's fun.
Aww.
And it was so good.
So good. So good.
But yeah, it's real good, and I'm going to enjoy it. Because we've got some wonderful things to talk about. This is the most geeky episode I think we're ever going to have. Which is saying a lot.
Ooh. Yeah. It could be.
It could be. There's so many things happening. It's just like geeky culture is just exploding all over your face at this point.
Oh, God. That's an image.
So,
oh, man.
We're basically going to talk just news today. But
yeah,
also speculation on that news. So buckle up,
strap in.
The first thing I guess we should talk about. Maybe do you want to talk about EA first, and then just dive into all the TV that's going
to
be happening?
You know what? Let's fucking talk about EA because I need to get this shit off my chest. Because let me tell you, all Reddit and Twitter has been the last like 3 days is just shitting on EA. And honestly, I understand a lot of it, but at the same time, I don't understand a lot of it. It's like a fucking EA witch hunt out there. It's a witch EA hunt. And
how long were you waiting to bust that out?
Not long, about 2 seconds.
Damn.
Because I thought about it about 5 seconds ago.
Nice.
So everybody's all upset, right? For pretty good reason. That you know, you pay $60 for a game and you expect everything to be unlocked. Because one of the biggest complaints right now is, yo, I buy Battlefront 2 and not all the heroes are unlocked. I need to unlock heroes with in-game credits or whatever, or I can spend real money and just unlock them immediately. So a lot of people are like, oh, this is some pay-to-win bullshit, even though heroes aren't, I mean, they're strong, they're supposed to be their heroes. But they're not, like, the most OP.
Yeah.
Like, you can kill them fairly especially easily if you all team up on them. Yeah.
They'll die real quick.
But if you focus fire them, they go down pretty fast. Or if another hero goes up against them, too. Like, you know, it's not like they're superheroes.
Right.
They're just heroes. But I get it. Like, you want to be able to play... Because right now, it's 4 heroes are unlocked for both... The dark side and the light side. So light side, immediate unlocked is Han Solo, Lando Calrissian, Rey, and Yoda. So you got two
all the people I want. I want Lando and Rey. Like, why would I want to be anyone else?
Yeah, so that's, I'll get to that. So two two Force users, two non-Force users. Dark side, it's Darth Maul, Kylo Ren, Boba Fett, and I'm forgetting his name right now, but the other reptile bounty hunter guy.
Sounds cool to me. I'd probably play mostly as Kylo and Boba Fett anyway.
Yeah. So the people who are locked on the light side, it's like Chewbacca. It's Chewbacca, Leia, and someone else.
Luke,
yeah. Chewbacca, Leia, and Luke. And dark side, it's Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, and then the main character from the campaign. Shiva Kamini, so that girl. So, you know, it's fine, whatever, like, it's cool, but you got four heroes available to you immediately
right away.
They want you to like earn the other heroes. I don't see that big of a problem with that. There are plenty of other games where you need to unlock cool shit.
Right?
It's not like you go into Skyrim and you're the Dragonborn and can summon a dragon and ride it immediately. Like, you have to progress hours and hours into the game until you get to that point.
I was a prisoner and then I was riding a dragon. Everything escalated really quickly.
Because I paid $60 and I should have it all immediately unlocked. Like, okay. The gamer community are some of the most... I'm part of this community. Like, some of the most pussy ass bitches that just are so demanding, like, always. And I'm not completely on EA's side. I don't want you to hear, like, this guy is just, like, an EA, like, you know, he just jerks off to EA all the time. I don't. I think they fucked up Mass Effect royally.
Yep.
I don't like how they bought out all these companies and canceled their projects that I was kind of looking forward to. You know, so, like, don't hear me thinking that I'm just like on EA's side. I think there are a lot of things they need to improve on, but at the same time, people are also forgetting they've made steps in Battlefront 2 a lot. There's no season pass. They included all the eras that people were wanting. They included a single player campaign. They made a lot of steps from the first game, but because, like, oh, I paid my hard-earned cash and now I don't have to play a video game to unlock things like any other video game I play, like, I don't really get it.
Yeah.
You don't need to pay real money. You can earn just by playing hours of the game and then spending the cash. And it's not like you unlock those heroes and then you immediately get to play the hero when the match starts, because it's a little inside secret. I traded in some games and I got it and I was playing a little bit yesterday and it's real fun. So that's the other thing, is who gives a shit? It's super fun. I don't care if I'm just playing as a stormtrooper the whole time. I'm having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
And it's a delight.
A delight.
But, like, you need to do good in the game in order to have the option of playing a hero.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, if someone just pays real money, then they're going to be OP because they're just going to be fucking Darth Vader from the start. Like, no, they can still suck ass and not, like, be able to ever get there.
Yeah. And they even listened to, like, this specific concern, because it was, like, a ridiculous amount of points. It's, like, some crazy 50,000 points or some shit, and now it's 15. So...
Yeah, for the highest hero.
Yeah,
you can still buy a hero that's not as... Probably, like, Chewbacca for, like, 5.
Yeah.
Leia's probably 10, and Luke's probably 15. Yeah, so they lowered it, and they're also investigating how much credits you earn per match, because right now, as it stands, it's the thing that determines how many credits you earn per match isn't player, like, how well you do, like, player performance, it's how long the match goes.
Oh, weird.
So if your team dominates, you'll actually earn less than if somebody on your team or you are throwing the game to make it last longer.
That's weird.
So they're looking into combining the two, like, time played / player performance and how you performed. So, yeah. Like, you know, kills or objective time or something like that.
I feel like that worked in with the first Battlefront. Like, the more kills you got, the more points you got.
Yeah, I think they were trying to make it... I think their intentions were good of trying to make it balanced, because let's say you just, like, suck, so you're not going to get as many credits.
True.
If you're just, like, terrible. So, but I think a combination of the two works better. So that way you are rewarded for doing well a little bit. But if you didn't do well that match, you still get something. So they're looking into that. Now, the other complaint that people have, and this is also something that I feel like, okay, this is an actual issue, is so they've revamped the way. So instead of Battlefront 1 was you had star cards and you had a loadout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is like it's class based. So there's an assault class, there's a heavy class, there's an officer class, and there's a specialist class. And you get, there's cards within those specific classes to make their abilities better or whatever that you can upgrade and things like that. And the way you get those is through the loot crates that you purchase through in-game credits. So this is like where the part where I'm kind of like, okay, this is kind of a problem. Like it should be based maybe probably off of how well you do with that class. And then you get so many kills with, you know, an assault and you can unlock this ability or blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like it's not that expensive to buy a crate. And like I played like 2 or 3 matches last night and I was able to get a few. I don't know, like, why, but I can understand why people are frustrated with that, because it's like, I want to, now they have to choose between buying loot crates to upgrade their classes, and who knows what they're going to get, like, if they're even going to get the card that they want, because it's all sort of random.
Gotcha.
Even though you can build them if you get these other, like, gear parts, but whatever, that you can also get from crates, or do I save up to buy a hero? But to me, the choice is fairly easy. Like, I already have 4 heroes available to me. I'll save up to make my classes better, so that way I play better in the game, so that I can choose a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, once I get everything I sort of want for a class, and I'm kind of cool with that, then I'll save up for a hero. Mm-hmm. But people are just ridiculous. but I can understand people's frustrations with it. At the same time, I can also see, like, EA wants you to experience the wholeness of the game, and they don't want you to just, okay, I'm going to boot up the game, and I'm only going to play Assault from the get-go, and then I'll get really good at Assault and never play any of the 3 other classes, right. Even though if my whole team's Assault, I should probably be something else. Because that's another cool thing that they do, is, like, if you're not already in a squad, they put you in one. Every time you die, like, you get into a squad of 4.
Oh, okay.
So, like, and you can see what your other squad mates are when you're choosing what you want to be. So you kind of like, oh, my squad has 3 specialists. I probably shouldn't be a specialist. So they want, they like, yes, they're trying to capitalize. They're a company that makes money and they're trying to capitalize on a system that has been going on for a long time with many other companies that people praise, like Blizzard. Which is loot boxes, but people, like, fucking have a boner over Blizzard, because it's Blizzard, but they do the same shit, and I actually saw, like, someone on Facebook, like, put it pretty perfectly. I'm gonna see if I can, like, pull it up real quick, because Tiffany and I have been talking about it a little bit, and, let me see if I can pull it up real fast. But anyway, so they want you to experience, like, the whole game. They don't want you to just be like, oh, you're only gonna play Assault the whole time.
Yeah,
because one way of thinking is, oh, I opened up a loot crate and I want to play as Assault, but I got something for Heavy, maybe I'll try out the Heavy class a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem with that.
No.
So this guy on Facebook, I won't say his name because I don't even really know him like at all, he just like commented, he just said, because Blizzard on Twitter, because they made StarCraft 2 free to play and they were like going off basically on EA, and he goes, man, they can say that about StarCraft, but they can't say that about Heroes of the Storm or Hearthstone, because you need to invest a lot of time or money to be able to access higher tiers of the game. Hearthstone, you definitely will have a hard time getting to Legend and playing competitive due to the fact that it requires, I believe, as many as 6 different decks, 1 for each unique deck class. That's not possible without an account with a lot of pre-existing dust, which is the currency you use to make cards, or money put into it. Heroes of the Storm tries to treat itself as competitive, despite closing off quite a large number of heroes until purchase with currency that takes 10 to 40 in-game hours to acquire, or $4 to $10 per hero to acquire. One Redditor calculated around $710 US for all heroes. Disclaimer, I have zero investment in either business or franchise, but just wanted to point out the hypocrisy because people will fail to notice it, as no one has complained about these elements before and are only complaining now because Battlefront starts with a $60 payment up front. I'd be hard-pressed to find many people whom play League of Legends who played for an extensive time and did not sink over $200 in champions or ruin purchases or sunk less than 1,000 hours to acquire what they needed adequately play ranked. So this has been going on for a long time, and EA is just less subtle about it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
EA is just less subtle.
Right.
Which is, like, they're fucking business people. They're gonna do corrupt shit, and they're gonna, like, want to earn money. Just have some fucking self-control and don't purchase loot boxes with real money. If you're playing the game and you're going, I fucking hate this game, why am I playing it? Then why did you buy it in the first place? But if you're like me and just go, oh, this game's really fun, and I don't need all the heroes unlocked to have fun, then the progression is going to come naturally. Yeah. I'm just going to continue to play the game like I have been. Oh, and eventually I'll be able to buy another hero, or eventually I'll get everything that I need to make my class more optimized. But I don't give a shit. I'm fucking Rey and I'm fighting Darth Maul. I don't care if those are two completely different eras. I'm having a fucking blast.
And that's, I mean, the progression stuff is a problem, not just in this kind of gameplay, but any progressive gameplay in a video game. People get so focused on, like, I want end game gear, I want end game, like, access to things, and they forget, like, it's the whole game isn't about just that very specific thing. It's about the journey to get there, and yeah, about the gameplay.
Well, with
to
World
get
of
there.
Warcraft, you can buy yourself up to level 90.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of MMOs purchase. Do that. You know, like, you can just buy yourself to the end or the highest level or whatever, and then you can access the end game stuff. But it's a game. Like,
but you're missing out on 90% of the game.
Of course, it's going to feel shallow if you end up just at the end and you only do this one thing. It's not designed to only keep your attention for that one thing. You're supposed to build to that point and enjoy the journey and the story and the gameplay and everything that goes to that point. And then when you earn that stuff at the end, it's a lot of fun because you know you've done 60 to 80 hours now, and now you're getting some really cool gear that, you know, there's no way you could have gotten because now you're a high level or whatever. And it's the instant gratification stuff, but also, I don't know. It's,
And it's like, who the fuck, like, video gamers have... Like, these people who are complaining about this are probably the people that do nothing but play video games all day anyway. So, like, who gives a shit? Or they're Twitch streamers who have a large following that are able to purchase this or have gotten the game for free because EA wants them to play their game because they have a large following.
Right.
So, why are you complaining if you literally have... You play video games all day anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Where someone... Or if you don't do that and you have a job and you just come home and just want to sit back and relax for an hour, who gives a shit? You're only going to be playing for an hour anyway. Like, just be Rey or be Darth Maul. Who cares? Like, I just don't. I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
And this news section has probably gone off way too long, but I needed to fucking say something.
You know, because you know what it is? We've done it. We have a podcast with a podcast. It's Pat Rants with Patrick.
Pat Rants, dude. put on your Pat Rants. Let's go.
I put my Pat Rants on one leg at a time. Here we go.
Yeah, just like everybody else, man. And I'm sorry if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, no, that's like, your argument is invalid. It's stupid, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, this is my opinion. You can have your own opinion and think what you want, but I'm just saying I don't understand your opinion.
You could also...
I'm not saying your opinion is wrong. I'm just saying think about it, like, take a step back a little bit and look at EA as a company and maybe see why they are doing this. They're just less subtle than other companies because they know that people will still buy their game. If you want things to change, which it seems like weirdly, EA has listened as far, or as far as the Battlefront 2 developmental team.
Yeah.
EA has listened. So
also, you can like,
also remember all EA is a large company that have that has different teams within it. So just because Mass Effect Andromeda was shit doesn't mean that another game is going to be crap because they're two different teams. So a lot of people are looking Titanfall 2, an amazing game that has really amazing gameplay that releases things for free, doesn't have loot boxes, blah, blah, blah. Guess what, people? That was EA. So it just depends on the specific team. And it seems like this Battlefront team wants to make changes because they did an AMA. They've been taking feedback. And understandably, they've had to, because a lot of people were asking for refunds, but then they took off their refund button on their website. Well, probably because it crashed. Don't just think, oh, it's because EA doesn't want you to get a refund. You were probably crashing the system. They just had to take it off because it was overloading it. So now you have to call. Oh, boo-hoo. You have to talk to another fucking human being. Sorry.
This is the most Pat rant.
Fuck. Dude, just play a video game. Video games are a waste of time anyway. Just enjoy it. Just have fun. I was talking to Michael Brown about it, and he was like, dude, I love Destiny 2. And I was like, dude, I can't play Destiny. I just don't have fun. And he was saying it takes him a lot to, like, have a game suck it in. And I'm like, dude, my mindset's just changed where I'm just like, if I have fun, then it was worth the $60.
True.
Like,
interesting.
It doesn't have to be the most amazing story. Even though there's some games where I'm like, this better be good.
Yeah.
Like, Red Dead 2 better be fucking good.
Well,
but if it's not as good as Red Dead 1, but I still have fun, then it was worth it.
Yeah. And I have a similar mindset too, because it just depends also on what I'm buying. We got Mario Odyssey, and, you know, I don't expect this deep, engaging story. Like, it's Mario. Yeah. I just want it to be addictive and fun, and it is. It's exactly what I want it to be. When I get something like Mass Effect Andromeda, it better be a good story with great dialogue, with great voice acting, because I want the cinematic experience. I guess it really does come down to expectations. At the end of the day, am I having fun?
Andromeda is a good example because it's like, it wasn't that good of a story, but the combat was still really fun. But eventually I just stopped playing because there were other games that were piquing my interest more. Like, I might go back and finish Andromeda. I want to.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty fun. Like, the exploration aspect and the combat was really fun. And there was a lot more customization than in previous Mass Effect games. But it wasn't, I have to remember, this is EA now, I guess, or like it's just a different team. It's not the same team.
Whether it's EA for the other Mass Effects too, but it was a different team.
That's true. It's not the same team. You know, I got to remember all of the things that go into it.
Like, right,
it went through developmental hell a little bit, things like that. You know, but then Horizon Zero Dawn came out, and that piqued my interest more, so I just played that. But I'll go back probably one day and play Mass Effect when there's a lull and no games are coming out that I particularly want. So, yeah, fuck. I'm sorry, but I just, Jesus.
That was like a 30-minute rant. I'm
sorry. So, Star Wars. No. That's the segue to Star Wars.
Yeah, we gotta just get into Star. There's also a Lord of the Rings TV show that's been announced.
Yeah, whatever. It'll not be good, but whatever.
It's supposed to be a prequel to Fellowship, I guess. They weren't really specific.
So The Hobbit?
But between The Hobbit and Fellowship, not a lot happens. But you know what they should do is the first time Sauron, like, comes around. They should do
Should do some Silmarillion shit.
Exactly. Battle of Gondolin and stuff like
Rifindel.
That. Battle of Gondolin was very similar to Minas Tirith, except there was fucking dragons. And a Balrog leading the army against, like, this elven city. Fun fact, both Sting and Glamdring, which is Gandalf's sword, are probably from the Battle of Gondolin. And there's an elf called Glorfindel who fights a Balrog, Mono a Balrogo, and it's pretty fucking badass.
Elfo a Balrogo?
That kind of stuff would be super cool.
the positive thing with if they are doing it, it's in between The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. They can they kind of have free reign to do what they want and not get a lot of fans pissed off. They don't have to worry as much about lore and all that.
There's some cool things. Like,
so there's positive.
There's some cool things, too. Like, Aragorn hunts down Smeagol at one
point.
Yeah,
there's things. The White Council meeting.
Stuff. And then you could have, like, some orc attacks on the outposts in Gondor and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, like the fall of Osgiliath and...
Yeah. But...
Stuff.
But, since Pat Rant was our podcast...
Yeah, sorry.
Podcast,
I just had I can see him steaming. I've been thinking about that.
That was good
for like 3 days.
You gotta get it out. This is the geeky place to do it. Also, if you have
and now, I don't have to write an article about it. I can just point people to that.
If you do have some opinions for Patrick, he wants to hear them. Email us.
I don't. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Email us. You can.
No, I want to hear your side of it too.
Yeah, for sure.
As gamers. And...
Yeah.
Consumers. So that's just my opinion. People could have other opinions, and I respect that.
Yeah, our website's in the link. We'll talk about it at the end of the episode.
But you're fucking wrong. Just know that.
Oh my god. I tried to salvage it. Just wreck some people's opinion. Fine. So big Star Wars, like, we are approaching an era that is just all Star Wars, and the critical side of me is worried, but
yes,
the fanboy side of me. The fanboy side of me is like, motherfucker, yeah.
Even my fanboy side of me is like, because it's just going to turn into Marvel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't really like Marvel anymore.
Nope.
And at one point, I kind of did.
Okay, so here's the thing. Right now,
but
we
there's 17 of those goddamn movies now.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep making more.
Fun fact.
Always.
Fun fact.
Till the end of time.
We have a great new article out by Andrew Karcher. He's great.
Shout out.
Contributor to our website. Examines the villains from the MCU, which kind of inspires some of my worries for a Star Wars universe that's happening right now. Rian Johnson, I think that's how you say his name. He is the director for The Last Jedi that's coming out in about a month from today exactly, I think, from this recording. They must have fucking loved what he did with the movie. Disney must be 100% happy. Kathleen Kennedy, running LucasArts, must be super happy with what he did. Because they just announced there's going to be a new trilogy, and he's going to be helming all of them. So, we assume that means directing, but
he's set for life.
Yeah, right? Seriously. We can assume that means directing, but he's definitely going to be... writing and heavily involved in all three. If he's not directing, he seems to be directing at least the first one. That's going to be set not as a part of the saga, but lore that has yet to be explored in the cinematic world of Star Wars, which makes me believe there's maybe, is it lore that does exist? Is some of the extended universe
stuff?
Yeah,
so it connects
to the greater
story that's already been established?
I'm sure it does. And of course, once LucasArts was bought out by Disney, Disney canceled a shit ton of projects. So
they have a lot of material out there.
This is why. Like, they want to give me your ideas.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, we have a Star Wars TV show that's been announced that has barely any details, but will be featured on Disney's streaming kind of streaming channel, like a Netflix.
Can tell you what I want that to be.
I can tell you that right now too. That's what we're going to talk about, Patrick. What the hell are they going to do? Because they got a new trilogy, they still got standalone movies.
Man, I don't know.
And they have a TV show. And of course, the front runner is probably what we're both thinking right now, and that's Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking that, but there's something else that I would want
for a TV show. Let's talk about that first. What are you thinking?
The TV show, I would want to be like a gritty, like a true detective. I mean, it's Disney, so it's not going to be. But
get gritty, Disney.
But if we're saying what we would want it to be, like a true detective sort of style, take that project that they canceled of the Boba Fett origin story.
Yeah.
And make it sort of that sort of style of like a gritty cop detective sort of show, but like have both sides with Boba Fett and then the quote unquote antagonist, I guess.
Which would be like some sort of law abiding
law. Like, because it happens on Coruscant, so like some detective or whatever, and it's how Boba Fett rises up to be this bounty hunter, because you don't see a lot of Boba Fett in the movies.
For all his badassery.
There was a lot of stuff in the extended universe which they cut. But yeah, all of his badassery happens before you see them in the movies, because when you get to him in the movie, he's kind of a chump, honestly.
He does great in Empire. Like, he tracks Han Solo.
He gets shit done.
He gets, like, silently gets shit done, and he's kind of cool. And then he just whizzes it down the leg. Return of the Jedi. Right down the leg. So, if we got to see kind of him becoming this iconic bounty hunter, that'd be pretty sweet. And there's two different things, because they have the ideas from the video game they canceled that was going to be featuring very, like, Uncharted-style Boba Fett. And they have that, and then they also have George Lucas had an idea for, like, an underground kind of the seedy side of Coruscant, like you were talking about, as his TV show that would have been set between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. So, they could probably mix a lot of the ideas and come up with something, you know, fresh from those two things, because they're in the Disney vaults along with, Fox and the Hound 2 or whatever the fuck's in there.
Oh, no, they made a Fox and the Hound 2, I thought.
I don't know. There's always a 2 for everything.
Yeah, but nobody knows because they're bad.
Yeah, yeah. Going in the Disney vault, never to be released again.
Remember that? Every year they release it.
And yet, I can get it whenever I want to.
On Amazon.com.
And now, probably, and I'm sure the new Disney streaming service.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be sick. I was trying to think, like, what could they do with Boba Fett? I think that would probably be the best way to go. Like, show us why he's badass, because he was drunk or something at Jabba's Palace. I don't know what happened.
He had too many bitches at Jabba's Palace. He was like, every time a dude is angry, it's because he has a boner and doesn't know what to do with it. And that was Boba Fett.
Boner Fett. Where? Yeah, maybe. You might not be wrong, but I guess they could also take suit. They could also take the idea from the extended universe, and that's he busts out of that Sarlacc and
somehow
crawls out. I'm guessing slimy. I guess it's slimy down there, probably.
Becomes badass again.
Rises to badassery. That's after the colon. Boba Fett rising back to badassery.
You know what would be cool is have that story, him rising out of the Sarlacc pit, but then having to rebuild his reputation.
Yeah,
because it just went down the shitter.
That'd be cool.
Literally,
as he like has anger against what just happened, but at the same time, these are like the heroes of the rebellion, and it's really hard to get close to them and take any kind of vengeance.
Yeah.
That would be also another thing for a rise to power kind of story. We see him, I assume he has emotions over Mace Windu just slicing up his dad. I assume. Yet we never see any of those emotions come to fruition, you know? Like, that's just the Mace plot point is never happened. So.
Yeah, why did they do that? Why did they have. I kind of wish. Now that they're continuing these stories, that Mace Windu did survive, because he's fucking dead. Everybody's like, oh, he could still be alive. No, he's fucking dead.
Oh, he's
got zapped and dead. Flew out the window.
And
he's fucking
dead. And fell like 300,000 stories.
So high. So high. That would have been nice if they didn't kill him and then have a story about him hunting down Mace Windu after the Jedi Order is kind of disbanded and Mace Windu, you know, pulls an Obi-Wan and kind of escapes or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Well,
Boba Fett,
great segue, Patrick, because another TV show,
okay,
TV show specifically that they could do is like right after Order 66, the Jedi that survived. We hear, I know they touched on some of this stuff in the Rebels TV show, but I think that's years after. It's closer to the new, the original trilogy than anything else. But what about right after? The only specific...
So, like, Force Unleashed.
Yeah. So, like, the only 100% specific thing that Obi-Wan says to Luke in A New Hope about the Clone Wars, it's just this mysterious thing. But he says one thing, and that's Darth Vader hunts down the Jedis. And we don't see any of that.
Yeah, that would like, be cool to
he
see.
He kills some kids. I wouldn't say that's hunting down Jedi.
Some younglings. I mean, I hunted them down. I gave them their applesauce and I sliced their heads off.
Best actor in Revenge of the Sith, by the way, that little kid who is like hiding with the other kids.
Master Anakin.
And he like his like shock as the lightsaber gets ignited. I'm like, that kid did a good job. He was in this movie for 3 seconds and he did a great job.
And he's better than Hayden emotion. Christensen.
Hayden, that's called an emotion. Maybe you should get on board with that.
Hayden's taking notes. They actually used a body double for that scene, so he never actually saw it. How to portray emotion.
So much emotion for him. He can't take it. So I would love to see that. And you run into some problems, because if you have main characters that are Jedi, do you just kill them all off? Because they obviously, A, don't survive. And even if they do, Vader's already kind of a puss as it is, thanks to Hayden. You gotta keep him badass. Like, Rogue One did great things to make him... Oh, remember how, like, fucking, like, scary he is? Like, we can't have a TV show where he's hunting these guys for 7 seasons and never finds them. You know?
Yeah.
That would be the problem. Unless you did it from Vader's perspective, but then you'd have to get it... There's no way James Earl Jones is gonna be... doing the voice for Vader the whole time. So you run into problems with weird Vader voice, and it's such an iconic voice, you can't do something else with it.
I mean, unless you do pull like a Force Unleashed thing and it's not actually Vader hunting them down, it's his secret apprentice that gets killed at the end.
But then you're still running into the problem of, well, Vader just got...
Well, it's just because Vader's doing other things.
He just delegated. Got the fucking intern to do it.
Yeah, he's just doing other things. I don't know.
Like crying over Panda Bear, whatever the fuck her name was.
Whatever. Must smell like rubbery burnt bacon.
Of course, especially for a TV show, I think it would work better than if they did a trilogy of this. I think Knights of the Republic would work best as a TV show.
Yes.
And you could explore it all. There's so much you could do. You have the Mandalorian Wars, which would be badass. If we got to see
Mandalorian Wars.
Because it's basically like old school Boba Fett's, like back when they were like still a coherent, you know, group of people fighting a war where they're like, this is just to prove how awesome we are. Like, that's literally the point of this war.
That we don't take shit from nobody.
And the politics are the best politics in Star Wars, because you have the Jedi Order who doesn't do anything. Because it's too violent and they are fearing the dark side, while the Republic is trying to help innocent people who are getting wrecked by these Mandalorians and are looking at the Jedi going, the fuck, guys? Like, you're supposed to be the guardians of peace? Until a splinter group of Jedi go, you know what? We do need to step up. And, like, wow, what an intermixing thing going on there. Which, of course, you end up having one of the... you know, most iconic extended universe characters in Revan, so much so that Kylo Ren is almost an exact, like, stylistic copy of him. If you look up Revan Star Wars and then look up Kylo Ren Star Wars, and it's just put those two pictures together and tell me what you see.
Sexy, that's what I see.
So you have this great political situation that you can really capitalize on from all kinds of different angles. And then you have what I would think you should actually have the point of view be the exile, who is trying to help, but is still trying to be a Jedi, but then goes back to the Jedi after the war is over, and all kinds of shit happened to her, maybe? Like, whatever canonical option you want. You have a lot to work with. So you can do a TV show, and you can tone it back. Especially if you're going to focus on someone like the Exile. You don't have to always have huge ship battles going on and blow all your budget in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Blow it. Like, Disney doesn't have a fucking enough budget.
You're good for it, Disney. Come on.
Yeah. Shit. Cost me my life savings just to get into Disneyland for a day, so.
My Disneyland visits, my Dole Whip purchases are going to finance the new TV show.
Hell yeah. Bite the shit out of those Dole Whips.
My spicy kielbasa corn dogs from California Adventure.
Heck yeah.
They're going to be Ewan McGregor's budget.
oh, man. What other movie ideas? See, maybe it was kind of good that I ranted about EA, because this is all speculation.
It is.
I have no idea what they would do.
No idea.
Fucking
One of... There was...
Because the only thing I really care about at this point is, like, an Obi-Wan. Like, what the fuck happens to Obi-Wan? And it seems like they're doing that, so...
Yeah, it does seem... I mean...
Thinking of right now.
My idea...
Yoda? Maybe, like, a Yoda story?
Pick any character, have a story. I think Obi-Wan opens up... Remember the rumors? God, we've talked about Star Wars so many times. I don't remember exactly what we touched on. But remember... One of the first rumors from some of the Star Wars spin-off movies was a Seven Samurai thing. Man, Obi-Wan
plus
Seven Samurai. You could have like a Logan feel where it's not the whole world's in danger. You could have a really fucking cool story with that.
Obi-Wan a little out of his element.
Yeah, like he's learning Tatooine kind of thing. And maybe he's protecting a settlement from Tusken Raiders or some shit. Smugglers, whatever you want.
Full of scum and villainy.
Exactly. I always thought like it'd be really cool if you introduce him like finding another force sensitive and feeling like, oh, there's so much destiny swirling around this person, and Luke's like 2 years old still, so he's like, fuck, you know. I guess I can't wait for, maybe I can train this person and we can get this shit done early.
And then they die.
And then they die. Protecting some little settlement, Seven Samurai style. And then he says, like, I don't understand. There's so much destiny swirling around him in the force or whatever. And then maybe one of the people in the settlement are like, are our lives not important enough to have like destiny? Is our destiny not important enough? And it's just like Obi-Wan going, oh, shit.
As a name I haven't heard.
And you could literally take a look at how Star Wars usually is about some planet getting blown up. And some huge machine that's going to destroy everything.
I like that plan.
And tone it back. And say, hey, this is about just these people. You know? On this desert planet. That if they were annihilated, the universe would not be affected. But they're people. And I think toning back the story is what makes something successful. Like Logan, which takes superheroes and goes, let's just focus on the characterization. And I think they could work something well with that in a movie.
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor would be on board because he's now multiple times. Every time anyone talks about a side movie for Star Wars, he's like, are you doing Obi-Wan? I'm in. Talk to me.
And he'd be the right age.
I would love to see
Just give me a Boba Fett story. Give me an Obi-Wan story and make a good Knights of the Old Republic thing. And I'm good.
The key with Knights of the Republic is make it your own. Like, take some of the best ideas and the politics and stuff.
Yeah.
And just use it as inspiration. Because we know the story. And you just make it your own thing now.
Yeah.
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 I have definitely thought what they can do with TV shows more than movies. I don't know what the fuck trilogy would happen that wouldn't be a saga thing. Like, that's weird to me. A spin-offs, okay, but a trilogy that's not part of the saga? What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't have no idea. Oh, man. I don't know.
A lot of Star Wars coming our way, one way or another.
There's only one way to find out.
One last thing I'll say about it, like our concerns with the Marvel Cinematic Universe and all the villains are the same, and whatever you want to say about them. My only thing is... Because they've been doing shows and stuff and trying to intertwine this huge universe. They've practiced. Maybe they've learned. And it's not just purely Disney. I mean, you do have LucasArts as a major part of this. It's still pretty much the same LucasArts that was working with the other Star Wars movies. I mean, Kathleen Kennedy is like the CEO, like queen at the top. And she's been there since day one. So... You're still going to get different influences pushing this cinematic universe even though it is still Disney.
Yeah.
And I hope they've practiced, they've played around with a cinematic universe, and they just they just dial it in with Star Wars. I would love that.
Yeah. And you have better source material with Star Wars than I think with comic books, because comic books already are very repeatable, like, just repeat themselves
and
a
just,
lot. So.
Just a clusterfuck. Like, they, how many times did they, restart,
Galactus,
I guess.
Again. Yeah. Flashpoint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's
well,
crossing my fingers.
Should we go on to our weapon of the week here as this episode's winding down?
Let's do it.
All right. So if you don't know what weapon of the week is, if you're listening anew, every week, me and Chris, we talk about, hey, the last thing you saw on television or movie or video game or podcast that was used as a weapon. Our listener, Luke, he has a horde of zombies coming for you. How long do you, like, what's your weapon? How long do you last? And we go over our fan ones. I can't figure out the word.
The things that our fans say.
Yeah. And Luke actually writes in and he says, in an attempt to defeat my own zombies, my hashtag WOTW are these wine bottles someone came and shipped out from my store. Hopefully they're infused with the essence of the book and not the movies. Oh. And it's a picture of a wine bottle that says The Hobbit, a unique dining experience, extra dry California sparkling wine. Oh, I forgot to do the jingle.
Oh no. Hurry.
When you're fighting zombies and the future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your weapon of the week. Thanks, Tiff. My weapon of the week this week is my credit card, because I pay to win, baby, because I'm just buying loot boxes to get Darth Vader. So I have my credit card, I'm just swiping zombies, swiping them with my credit card.
Oh my god.
No, that's really what it is.
Oh, I get
I'm
it.
Sticking with it. Sticking I last it. 2 seconds.
Yeah. Do you use the actual card itself?
Yeah, I'm just trying to swipe. They open their mouth to bite me, and I try to swipe it, but then they just bite me, and I die.
They only accept Apple Pay!
No, PayPal, I don't have it connected to my bank. Shit.
Venmo me.
What's your weapon of the week, Chris?
Yikes, man. You don't last long. My weapon of the week, since we have been busy as hell, we just needed some brainlessness. And there's nothing more satisfying in that category than It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Because we've got to get it in before they take it off Netflix. God damn it.
It's true. At the end of this month.
So we were watching the Halloween episode. Because I quote that one often. So I was like, Jay, man, I've got to get you to watch this one. And D has milk spilt on her multiple times. So my weapon of the week is a glass of milk. Now, before you make judgments, has any zombie movie spilt milk or thrown milk on zombies? I think not.
No. Who knows? It might be super effective.
It might be the best thing.
Or it could make them stronger. So,
ah, shit. All
one or the other.
All those commercials were true. They're just, like, bulking up.
It's like you splash, like, ah, oh, this is 2%. Ah!
Scam!
Almond milk? What is that? It's not even milk.
I'm just saying we could be, A, looking at the most hazardous thing to zombies and no one fucking knows it, or B, the cure. Maybe you splash it on and they're like, oh, hey, Chris, what's up? It's you because you used a fucking
credit card.
Or
it just makes their bones, it just makes zombies big and strong.
Or maybe it's just the beautiful combination because Luke's already thrown this Hobbit wine on them. And then the milk throws on them and it combines for this like alchemy.
Oh, milk wine. Milk steak.
It's a milk steak. You never know. I'm just saying you got to explore your options.
It's true. Well, if you want to chime in with your weapon of the week, you can find us at the Laporte Port The Port Port.
You're just throwing our whole name in there.
I know, sorry. ThePortPort.com. Link will be in the description for that. You'll find links to everywhere where you can find us. Facebook, Twitter, email, all that good stuff. And if you have opinions about EA, let me know. I'd love to hear them. And I'll go on another Pat rant next week about them.
We need a jingle for it.
I know. It's just me going,
what are we renting today?
But yeah, find us on theportport.com, link in the description. Read our new article by Andrew. It's a good one, talking about MCU and all that good stuff. And hey, if you have any ideas of what you would like to see from Star Wars new trilogy or TV show, let us know about that as well.
Hell yeah.
But until then, I think that's our Geek of the Week.
I think it is.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week then.
Go play some video games, you jerks.
Give me your money!